On today's show, Ian Johnson joins us all the way from Burbank, California. Carpower.com. Oh boy, there's a lot of new things over there. We're going to give away your choice between a foot pad or an extra wall charger. We're excited to do that for you. So Social Media Lounge, be ready to call in when we ask for it. 571-354-7338. Someone's going away with something for free. Strap it on, folks. We got a lot of content. Belly is here. I am here. We're excited to jam with you and Ian Johnson from Carve Power next.
What's up, everybody? This is JB from One Wheel With Me.
I'm Amanda Thompson with the New England One Wheel Network.
This is Jeff McCosker from The Float Life.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
This is Chris Richardson with TTR Studios, and you're listening to
The Voice.
The Voice.
The Voice.
Hey there, this is Rachel Cecil, freestyle champion at Float Life S2, and you're listening to The Voice of One Wheel.
Welcome back, folks! Ready to do the damn thing. It is your boy Looch Dog hanging out with you from TTR Studios. And of course, across the way, Belly Matt LaBelle. Hello, man.
Good to be here, as always.
Let's do the damn thing. We are ready to go. We've got Ian Johnson joining us all the way across the land. Ian, what is up, my friend? How are we feeling?
Pretty good.
Dude, thank you for joining us. I know you had to get up a little bit earlier. Usually, what, are you dropping off the kids at this point? Or, I mean, this is too early for you, or are we normal? What's going on?
No, it's not too early. I'm usually driving around, dropping kids off at school, getting ready for work, packing stuff up.
He's a G. So, Belly, what's going on in the Social Media Lounge? Hello, everybody in there. What are we serving today, Belly Balls?
Oh, geez. I always forget to put something together for the Social Media Lounge in my brain. Today we're going to be serving a large dose of voter cards and voter stickers. So go out there, get out there, vote if you haven't. If you are voting in your state today, or if you've already voted, great job. If you still had a vote coming up, don't forget to get out there and vote, folks.
Love it. All right, love it. Let's get to Ian. Ian, thank you for joining us. Carve Power, you have been doing this for a long time. You were like the OG of charging. Why am I blanking on the name, Ian? It's not charging and riding back before XR came out. Like, what did we used to call it with your MPPTs, the green thing? What was it called?
We didn't really call it anything, I guess, other than charging, you know.
Charge on the go.
Do we have that? A word for that social
media?
It wasn't
charge and ride, so there was just the one. Yeah, it was about a year and a half ago now, because we do a lot of group rides out in LA, and there were a lot of trails that we thought would be fun to do group rides on. But at the time, all we had were the big yellow Chaffon bricks, which were $300. So that made like a $300 cost of entry to go ride on in the mountains. So it was hard to get much of a very big group of people.
Not to mention, I don't trust that thing riding around with it on my back. I don't like the idea of falling and then there's a log on my back. My spine's broken.
Yeah, there's that too. But somebody suggested that, you know, all of those are coming from probably the same factory in China, and somebody should buy a bunch and sell them at, you know, less markup than everybody on Amazon is doing. I thought, well, that would be a good idea, because the more people that could get these, the more people we could get together to ride out on the trails. So I started out by getting a batch of those with my own logo on it and sold those for like $50 to $60 less than what they were on Amazon, just to get, you know, more people able to, you know, to go more interesting places.
And why didn't people, I wonder why people didn't think about doing that first. Like, I mean, that's an obvious move. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's a bit to jump into it, but obviously so many people needed them, I didn't think there was going to be any trouble with actually being able to sell them. And then when it was time to order more, people were doing the MPPTs, and it was obvious that that was a much better way to go than the giant brick. You know, I developed my own. You know, most people, when they charge, there's like this, you know, chain of boxes in the dirt, because they go, you know, cable to the MPPT, then it'll cable to the battery. And so I printed up a nice case for myself and little mountain strain relief to protect the cables. And, you know, I thought that was cool for me. You know, it'd be, you know, a shame if nobody else, you know, got to have that too. So I figured I would make that and sell it rather than just, you know, keeping it only to myself.
I love mine. I mean, I absolutely love mine. When I had a plus only, oh man, Belly, before we had the XR, that was the only way to go. Like, you guys don't realize, you like a lot of new riders listen now in our audience, and you weren't even in the game before an XR, because, you know, you came in lately, and that's great. We love having new riders, but before an XR was there, before Charge and Ride was available, like, this was the only way to ride around for more than an hour at a time. Mm-hmm.
Well, especially on a trail, because that sucks up the battery so much more.
Yeah,
so you're 6 miles on the plus is maybe 3 miles on the trail, and that's not enough to really get to go do anything interesting. And of course, there's not going to be outlets out there. So maybe you go a little ways up the trail, a little ways back, and then you go home because there is nothing else, you know, no other way to do it. So that really opens up the places you can ride besides just riding around town and, you know, stopping at Starbucks or wherever you can find a plug.
So real quick, tell people what we're talking about. If they don't have a clue and if we're just going to be, you know, completely talking to somebody who's new to the game, just what does the little magic green box of yours do before we get into what you're doing now? The first one, the first MPPT you made, what is that doing for the battery and the current? And just explain the science behind it.
Well, basically, it's like, you know, like you have a charging bank for your phone. It's the same thing for the one wheel. So you can take a couple of batteries out with you, and they're standard hoverboard batteries, you know, the kind that exploded, you know, in 2015 so often.
LiPo.
There are 36 volt batteries. The one wheel needs 58 volts. So the MPPT, this little box, takes the output of those hoverboard batteries that you can buy off the shelf and boosts it to make it look like the one wheel charger. The one wheel thinks that you've plugged it into the wall charger because it's getting the same voltage that it normally expects. The nice thing about it is you can change the amps. So the amount of current affects how quickly it charges. So the wall charger, you know, that charges the plus in 35 to 40 minutes, puts out 3.5 amps, but you can crank it up to 5 safely and, you know, get charged in 20 minutes or so. So if you're out on a ride, it's nice to be able to get your full charge a lot quicker than what you normally would be waiting on.
So I've got a few from the Social Media Lounge that are just trying to give you a little shout out and some Car Power love out there. Copy says, I love my Car Power from the CNR setup. Dustin Fowler says, Ian saved my California family vacation. I headed to Utah and forgotten my chargers. He sold me 2 Car Powers that allowed me to charge all 3 of my boards at the time. Great dude. Let's see. Dot pro, as they say. Jonathan Stock, I need to thank Ian for open sourcing all of his stuff. Really, he really is a staple in the community, an amazing contributor for all of us there. So good stuff coming from the Social Media Lounge today.
Yeah, I grew up like with making things. I grew up, so to speak, in 3D printing, and open source is very big in 3D printing. It's all about sharing everything. And, you know, the idea is even if you're making a business out of something, you're probably going to get copied no matter what. So rather than concentrating on protecting your IP with patents, you just, you know, keep coming up with the next new thing. So, and, you know, if somebody wants to make something, I mean, most people just want to like buy something off the shelf and plug it in and go. But if somebody wants to make your own, then that's great. I have no problem with, you know, uploading all the files. So if you've got a printer and, you know, a soldering iron, you could do it yourself.
So I'm curious then what your thoughts are on Future Motion and how they handle their business in general. I'm just curious if you want to go into that at all, or what are your thoughts on it? I mean, obviously they've been going after people with one wheel in their in any of their URLs, I'm seeing Instagram get shut down, accounts are getting shut down. Dave Stewart, champion of Race for the Rails, doesn't even have his Instagram anymore because the word one wheel was in it. They literally had lawyers take it down. So I'm just curious, when you're so open to open sourcing and community-based business models, what are your thoughts on the way Future Motion has been behaving as of late?
I think even if they want to be more open like that to the community, I think they can't, especially because they have outside investment, and those investors are going to want to make sure that their IP is protected and everything is done the way things are normally done, and so that they don't have the danger of, you know, of things getting copied. And with copyright, you know, it's well established that if you don't make an effort to protect it, then you lose it. And if people can show, well, I was doing all this stuff and they never came after me, then, you know, then they're not allowed to go after anybody else. So that's not really their choice. I think it's a little bit the same with the CNR, because they're required to have control. They need to control their product. And so even if they like the idea of CNR and stuff, from a legal standpoint and what's probably expected of them from their investors, is that their hands are tied.
And I get that. You know, Billy, that's got to be hard. They're running a business. I mean, they're running a business. I don't like the way that it's happening. I will say I don't like the way that it's happening. Just shutting down accounts overnight. You wake up, your account's gone. Like, give me a break. Talk to me.
Yeah.
Send me an email.
Now, their most important, obviously, is their patent on the product. That's one of their most important things to protect. But they need to continually show proof of increasing there's a lot of levels that go into those.
A lot more than what we are all realizing. I get that. And it's easy to sit at home and be like, yo.
That ain't cool.
I wasn't setting Ian up to bash Future Motion. I legitimately wanted to know his thoughts because it sounds like if you were running them, you might be doing things a little bit differently. But it's you realize the loop, just the nuances of running a business that guys, they just what they do, they sold a brand new they got a new facility now. Do we all see this? They're going to have like 17 floors of, or whatever it is. It's not 17 floors. I'm a little flustered because I'm wondering, are we online on the Facebook?
No, that's where I'm trying to click around there.
Okay, Belly's doing stuff behind the scenes for some. Well, that's odd.
Yeah, it shows. That's why I'm confused here because it's not showing up in the group. But that's, you know, another kink we're trying to work out because it's showing us working here.
Yeah, well, I mean, it shows the whatever. All right, cool. Yeah, so. We'll figure it out. Click to go live. Okay, we'll just move on. But yeah, we'll get that all set for you guys coming up. So anyway, I just appreciate very much Ian being honest with us. But yeah, that is a little, sorry, that was very sloppy radio there. I just want to make sure that we're getting to everybody. Yeah. But while, all right, you know what? Hold on. We'll just take a second and do a quick little, it's not a break, but I want to let you guys know that we are all going to be on vacation next week. So TTR Studios will be off next week. I am going to New Jersey. I'll be getting some info. Ian, have you ever ridden in Jersey or on the East Coast in general?
No, the furthest I've been is Float Life in North Carolina.
Okay, fair enough. My whole family is from North Jersey. I am going up there. My mom is turning 70, and her only wish for her 70th birthday was to spend it with her family up in North Jersey. So we're going to go up there Monday through Wednesday. That's going to make it impossible for me to do Voice of One Wheel on Tuesday. We're just going to take the whole week off. We're going to give everybody a week off. Belly's going to get some sleep.
I'm going to sleep way in.
Potts has a kid coming in, so Looch Dog in the morning. We're going to be off Wednesday and Friday next week, too. So just all next week, we're going to be taking a break. The one thing that we will be doing is we will put out a new weekly One Wheel Challenge, and I will put out a video that will still have a winner for this current one, which is mounts. And quite frankly, I don't see enough people participating, so get your asses in there to the weekly One Wheel Challenges group on Facebook and put your mounting edits in there. That'll be fun. We'll go through, and I will pick one on Tuesday from New Jersey. I'll just do a quick little video there. Okay, now that we're back in business, Belly, are we in? Are we good?
We're in. We're good.
All right, good job over there. Very good. So can I get Ian back on the screen, or are you doing something? Very good. Ian, what are your thoughts on the suspension that might or might not be coming out on the next model?
It looks like it would be fun for all the times where you hit the bump and you bounce off the foot pads a little bit. And then land somewhere else. And I think that would feel more secure, especially if you can go over rocky trails without, you know, with staying a little bit more steady. It looks complicated, and anything complicated, you know, it seems like it might be easier to fail, especially with the way we use One Wheel. So I don't know if that's what they would be going for, or if that's just like, hey, this is a really cool idea. We should lock this down.
Yeah.
It also looks really expensive.
I would just like to say, I wish, just to finish and put a little, tie this in a nice little bow. I just wish that if you're going to go after people with One Wheel in the name, can you just talk to them? Like, I know they don't have the time to just, you know, I just wish that it feels
the
to me.
The letter is talking to them.
The letter is, the cease and desist is talking to them. I get that.
It's saying, hey, listen.
I mean, you're talking to the guy who won your competition. It's not like somebody random who's just like,
yeah, it's true.
Joe Schmo One Wheel. I mean, this guy came out, he flew out to Denver or wherever, however he got there, won your race, and then he wakes up in the morning and his Instagram account is gone. And I mean, look, Future Motion, we love you. We support you. We're all for you. I'm wondering, do they own the word One Wheel? Because it's not like they're the only people that make One Wheels.
I think a good idea would be to, I don't know if it'd be a sponsor exactly, but sort of have a community social media sort of thing so that maybe instead of shutting him down, maybe they suggest he can change the name, because One Wheel Tahoe kind of sounds like a dealer. But rather than just shutting him down, they could have like an umbrella of, you know, like Jeff and his, you know, his team, the different plates and such of the Float Life team, if they could do that kind of thing, from One Wheel and their, you know, ambassadors or writers who are really promoting it, and you can say, we want you to keep doing the thing. Maybe you could sort of be kind of part of One Wheel, and that would let them use the word.
And have some ownership. Wouldn't they like to feel good about it? I know I would feel great if Future Motion was like, hey, would the voice of One Wheel want to do it under our umbrella? Keep doing your thing, but we want to support you. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think a lot of the examples that were thrown out there is it just happens to be their name with a location. That
okay, but they don't own the word problem. One Wheel. It's like saying
they do.
Do they? Well, they I mean, because not. I'm telling you right now, it's like the word skateboarding. You don't own the activity. You own Future Motion. Fine. I'm not yelling at them. I'm asking.
But
one wheeling is a word to me that is a verb like skateboarding. And I don't see how you can just patent an action. Belly, am I wrong?
I mean, it's the name of their product.
It's not, though, because there's so many one wheel products out there. Ian, I know you know what I'm talking about. All the knockoffs.
I can see that being an issue. Maybe that's where the space is critical. So they're like one wheel skateboards. You know, and so like the Trotters and everything, they're all like one wheels. But then when you take away the space, then it becomes their name. And I bet that's like the case that they would make if they got challenged on it.
100%.
Sorry, Ryan. I am yelling. I'm getting upset. I get frustrated when I don't. I want to get maybe Troy Hendricks in here. We'll get once here. Who's saying
he
they
just
do,
said other contexts are known as fair use.
Yeah. So they own the word. They do own it, Adam. Literally once year is also correct. It's they do own it, but in certain contexts. That's interesting. Okay, so are we saying, because the reason this came up, Ian, I'm guessing you saw that whole conversation, we need to come up with a new word for the sport so that anytime we talk about it, we don't have a cease and desist letter at our door. Mm-hmm. So do you have something you would like to put on the ballot, sir?
I don't know. Floating has sort of been adopted, but kind of outside the community, it doesn't obviously say what you're talking about.
It kind of makes you feel a little like people look at you like you've got six heads. Like, yeah, I went for a nice float today. And they're like, cool. On what drug?
Hey, we all float down here.
Yeah, we certainly do. What were you saying there? We were talking over you there.
Sounds like river sports.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's the challenge. Even if you say one wheeling to somebody, it's hard to. I mean, enough people don't really know what it is for anything that we come up with to make much sense, you know. To civilians, so to speak. So I don't know. I think it's just something that's going to come out naturally. But if everybody ends up just calling it one wheeling, there's not going to be much they can do. I mean, they can take you down for one wheel, but one wheeling.
I like land surfing. That's right. One woman, one wheel. Right now, the social media lounge is popping off.
One
go ahead.
Sears got it, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Using it to refer to the sport is one of the contexts that they do not own. So you can still call it one wheeling.
Mm. That's. I want to do this on air. I don't care. I'm pretty sure that's why we haven't gotten a letter. Why haven't we gotten a letter?
I'm very confused about that as well.
I mean, why haven't we gotten a letter? I'm sitting here looking at it. I'm waiting for the letter.
They don't have the right address,
apparently. And I'm ready to fight it. I'm ready to fight it because I'm talking about an activity. I'm not talking about you. We're not the voice of Future Motion. And I think they realize that.
Maybe that's why they haven't sent us a letter.
Right, because we're the voice of one wheeling. But we don't call it that. It's the voice of one wheel. The voice of the community. That's the whole point.
And maybe that's why they haven't sent us a letter.
And I, quite frankly, good on them. Don't come after us. See what happens. That's not a threat.
Once your would say, I would think you will get the letter.
You would imagine.
I'm very surprised. So
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to fight it. So do not do that. It'll be a public fight, Future Motion, and I do not want to do that. So let's not do that. Let's not do that.
I think they probably can't because they came on the show. And if there is any time to say something about it, it would be when they're on your show. So appearing as your guest without saying, hey, you can't call it this, could be seen as endorsement and like a failure to enforce. So they can't come back now and say, oh, hey, even though we're on your show and we've known about it all this time, we kind of changed our mind and now we want you to
Thanks,
stop.
Jack. Yeah, they were our fourth or fifth guest, right?
Jack and Jane.
Yeah.
I loved them. They were great
when
they
came on.
They didn't
say anything we couldn't use. So.
No, and they were all for it. They said they supported it. They wanted us to be supportive of them, and we would be supportive of us.
So they signed off on their own fate by letting
And I don't want to come out here and put them on blast. That's good. They should support this show. If they were not, why would you not support this show? Like, why have they not contacted us in a long time? I don't know. Who knows? But I know they watch. I'm glad they do. I'm thankful for it. Let's get to ianscarfpower.com. Can we go and just, yeah. I want to, first of all, go over his website. Can you tell us what's new on there? Because now that Charge and Ride's out there, what are you doing to help the community?
Well, I've had a Charge and Ride kit for a while. I'm working on a couple of new things. That's actually the older version of the green one, and then those are the newer ones. I've got a new cable set coming out that's more beefed up and low profile. I've also been working on stuff to mount on the Fender so you don't have to use the backpack. So I've come up with a smaller controller that I've been testing with a little mount so it can go directly on the Fender and clip on. And then I also found a really good
Ian, can you show pack. That? Can you put that up again? We were showing your website. I want to see that. Oh, wow. Tell me what that is again.
This is the controller that boosts the voltage.
Is this the new green box?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's blue now.
A lot smaller and lighter.
Yeah.
And we've got straps of hooks so you can strap it onto the Fender.
Oh, smart. Okay.
I'm still riding with that. I want to make sure it still works good. And then also I found a Fender bag. It's made for motorcycles.
Oh, wow.
But you can clip it onto the Fender and hold batteries. So like this particular pack has two of my batteries in it, which is good for about 20 miles to have two of those batteries.
What?
So that's my next thing that I'm working on is to have these two things together on your Fender instead of in your backpack.
That's fantastic. I don't want it on my back. I don't want it on my back because I feel like if it's on my back and I fall, which sometimes I do, I'm being lazy. Maybe I've been chopping some Christmas trees. I don't get over the wheel. I'm riding like an idiot, and I fall on my back. What if I have a log of like a chiffon brick? That cannot be a smart way to ride. Like, I worry about these guys with backpacks riding around. I love you guys. I see you sending it. Go for it. Have fun. I'm not telling you not to. Is that a legitimate concern or no?
It can be if it's in the right place. I fall on my back before also from like riding through streams, and everything got so slippery. I just slid straight back and dropped on it. But yeah, it's if something's flat enough, it seems like it's okay. But the big brick was just
bad news, man. And I love that you have a fix for that. And you also have some foot pads out there, and we're going to give these away. So be ready in the social media lounge, 571-354-7338. Not yet. But first, tell us about these new foot pads you've got going on.
Well, I designed some concave foot pads like a year and a half ago for, you know, milling out of wood. And I posted them on Thingiverse too for printing. And I got the idea after people started printing them that I could use TPU. You can get a filament that's kind of a rubber. And so I printed some of my foot pads in kind of the softer rubber. It's pretty solid to stand on, but it kind of helps the foot fatigue because it's a little bit softer. And also it's not going to get gouged or scratched up the way wood can. It's a lot more durable.
Beautiful. Do they work with flight fins and foot and flight fenders?
With the flight fender plus fins?
These don't. However, I partnered up with Jeff Kosker to come out with his Kush pad that he's been coming out with, which is basically my pad.
Kush pad?
That's what he's calling it because it's at the softer rubber. So it's a little bit squishy. And it kind of helps with the foot fatigue. And that one is compatible with the flight fins. It's got a little bit of a cutout that's made to fit the flight fins.
Beautiful. Okay.
Later on this month.
Okay. That came in from the social media lounge a little bit longer ago. Belly, what else is going on in there?
Not much. They're just commenting back and forth about, they're all saying hello to each other.
Okay. That's good. Very friendly. So serving friendship bracelets in the social media lounge today. Let's go ahead and give them something for free since they are being awesome. They are going to get it. But what are we doing, Ian? We're doing a choice between a wall charger or a foot pad. Is that right?
Yeah, I have wall chargers for XR or Plus. It's always, if you commute, it's great to have one of those at work. They'll charge it before you come back. And then also just to have a backup because of, you know, sometimes they fail and then you have no one wheel until you can get one ordered from somewhere. So.
Hi, Belly from Germany, says the social media lounge. Aaron Knowles, we miss you too. Go ahead and call in right now, 571-354-7338. The phone lines are open. Has it already come in? That's really fast. Jesus. All right, well, they really want it, Ian. We'll go ahead and just get them on there, and we'll give you your choice. We will give a choice between a foot pad or a wall charger. It's all up to you. Thank you to, again, Ian Johnson from carvepower.com. Caller, congratulations. Who are you? And where are you from? Who are you? Where are you from?
Yo, this is Travis Stack in Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
T-Stack, what's up, boss? How we doing out there?
Oh, loving life. Finally seeing some white stuff hit the ground, but it's not stopped my floating.
That's good. That's good. No, don't drop your cocaine. So, anyway, let's get to it. Belly's looking at me like, you fucking idiot. Did you get it? Did it go right over your head? Okay.
No, I heard it. These are those times.
Very good. This is the time that Belly yells at me when we go to break, which he should. That was bad. All right, so let's go ahead and give something away. What would you like there, Travis? Do you want the wall charger, or would you like one of his awesome new foot pads?
Yeah, I'm a foot pad whore, so that's what I want.
See, he gets my humor. I love it. Thank you, Travis. All right, foot pad for you. What are you currently riding? Are you doing a One Tail Plus? Are you doing a Cobra? Are you doing a Jeff White Special? What are you using?
Right now I have a One Tail Classic on the XR. I have a One Tail Plus on my Plus, as well as an extra One Tail Plus on the shelf. So
this guy.
I got rid of my Cobra pad. I sent that off with Jonathan Stock. I've tried the One Wheel Future Motion Pro Stance. Did not like that at all. So I'm curious to check out Ian Johnson's.
Mm-hmm. All right, this one's the Pro Stance has a bit of a sharper curve on the edges and then goes down, and this one's a little bit more gradual, so it's not as it's a little more gentle than it's hard to see. It's more gentle than the Sure Stance, so it should be more comfortable and not as aggressive as the Cobra, but it's got a nice little bit of a kick here.
When I went out to Denver, Colorado, this man, Travis Stack, drove down from Steamboat, which is, what, like 2 hours away, just to get a ride in. I mean, I know he does that on a regular basis to ride with the Denver crew. The amount of stoke coming out of that dude is phenomenal. We appreciate you, Travis. Congratulations, boss.
Yeah, you bet. But it's a Glenwood Springs.
Glenwood Springs is where he's from.
Yeah, it's a little more west. But right. Also, a.k.a. Float Fiend.
Oh, is that who he is in the social media lounge?
Yeah. Changed it for the YouTube.
Okay. There you go. Makes sense.
Very good. Well, congratulations, man. We will get you your foot pad straight from carvepower.com. Good luck and have fun with it. Okay, man?
Cheers. Love y'all.
See you, buddy. Travis Stack, there he goes. That was a lot of fun. We got to get to a break. My goodness. Holy moly. Dude, Ian Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause from the Social Media Lounge and everybody here at TTR Studios, Studio A. Thank you again, man. CarvePower.com is where you go to find his stuff. Go ahead and leave the people with anything you want, man. Thanks for joining us. What do you got for them?
Just have a good day. I'm going to go ride my one wheel to work. So ride it every day and keep it going.
All right, man. Enjoy the day.
Ian Johnson, thank you, sir. We appreciate you. Again, carvepower.com is where you find everything from him. C-A-R-V-E power.com. Ian Johnson from carvepower.com. We will see you guys in just a minute. We'll go on a quick break. And in fact, Belly, can you do this for the people? I would like for you to play the first video on your tab sheet. This is wheel slides that I got from David Vanderhook. I figured we'd play this because... we were talking about how it can be a little bit dangerous when your wheel slides out from under you and you can fall on your back. It made me think about this. I pulled this up already. This is really neat, seeing what they're doing up in BC from Canada. I'll do this for a break. This is wheel slides from our boys up there in Canada. We'll be back after this right here from TTR Studios. Thank you, Canada. Thank you, Sean Nelson. Thank you, David Vanderhoek. We appreciate you guys. Thank you, Ian Johnson, again, from carvepower.com. Belly, what is going on?
We have an APB to put out. We are sending out someone. Belly, was texted by one of my friends. He knows I do the show. He knows I work with you One Wheel folks, which
who doesn't know
is
about
always
Belly?
A pleasure. This is someone who doesn't ride a One Wheel. Someone who is just one of my old college buddies who just knows I do the show. Cares about me and texts me from time to time.
He knows about One Wheels because of you.
He does live in Floatville. He lives like literally 5 minutes away from here. He sends a picture to us, to me specifically, saying, One Wheel sighting.
Whoop.
Right on the corner. This is literally
half a mile from our house.
Right down the road from our house.
That is TTR Studios
and
parking lot, folks.
That is not Looch Dog.
That is not me.
So who is this?
Who is this?
Where are you?
What are you doing in my Floatville?
Yep. Well, mine.
Yes, mine.
I want you to share.
I will not. He can come and ride it with me.
I bet you he's found all kinds of things to find. He's finding his own pass.
I'm pretty sure.
Or she. I can't tell with this picture. She could be a female rider.
I can't tell. There's either also way. Knee pads going over the pants, which makes me think New Bear, but that's fair.
Probably
if it's a
switching,
new rider.
Probably switching their carve right now. They're switching their style. They're going from Mission to Delirium for
you're
the first time.
Probably doing their shaping. Maybe doing that. Yeah. I'm thinking it's a noob.
I'm thinking that's a new person.
Can you
as
zoom
well.
In with the scroll bar? Can I do that? I feel like we can do that. Zoom in.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can. There you go. Oh, and it's gone. Yeah, I suck. All right, I'm out. That's me sucking.
You're cut.
So whoever this new rider is out here in Floatville acting like they own the place, join me.
Please.
I'd love to ride with them. That's great.
And if you're not in the owner's group yet, we got to find this person.
Yeah, we've got to. So whoever this is, help me out. Figure out this person. I want to smoke them out. Send them to me.
Literally. So
that was good.
Yes, we need to figure out who that person is.
Oh, man.
This new rider right down the road from
that's
us.
Exciting.
Because, you know. I don't ride with Looch. He only has one wheel right now because Future Motion still has not contacted him.
False.
About
no, it. Oh, no. They got did? Back to me. They took them 6 weeks, but they did get back to me.
Got to mail it in.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to do it.
Why?
I am not going to give them $500 to change my bearings. I'm just going to do it myself. I'm going to try myself. I'm just.
All
I'm
right.
Not,
I like
not,
it.
There's a video out there with who's
get intimate.
Sean Nelson will help out.
Get intimate with your one wheel.
I'm
man.
Going to get intimate. Here's the thing.
Put on some music. Light some candles.
Okay.
Change those bearings.
You change those bearings.
Let's get it on.
I like set a notification in my calendar. It's like it's bearings night. Ooh. No, I mean, listen, here's my problem. I've already spent $3,000 on one wheels.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer not to spend $500 more on fixing it right after the warranty goes out. That was my whole thing. So right after my year and 1,000 miles, I'm starting to feel like a rubbing, like a clicking, and everybody that I talk to is like, yeah, dude, it's your bearings. And you can also, if I just shake it while it's off, if I'm holding it by the handle and I just shake it while it's off the ground and also off.
It's a new maraca.
You can hear, yeah, hello, Sunny Wheels, exactly. Believe me, I'm all over it. I'm crowdsourcing this one. I'm doing this one on my own because I know it's the ferret ring. Because my lights are out, and you can hear it rattling, and I know it's the bearings.
How do you know all this stuff?
Because I pay attention. I read because of all the wonderful minds in this community.
That's right.
It's unbelievable. Why am I going to send Future Motion my board that they're going to make me pay for the shipping for? They're going to make me pay for all the parts. I've got to take anything off the board that wasn't there that's anything aftermarket.
Which is basically everything.
And they're going to keep any parts that they want to keep. I don't know. Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
For some reason, something's not fitting right with me with this. It's not sitting right with me. And I really think, you know, I'm sitting here with copies saying, you know, I can fix your headlights in 30 minutes. I don't care about the thank you. That's awesome. I don't care about the headlights. Like, that's not what's bugging me. I want it to be safe
it's the
to
rubbing.
Ride. It's the rubbing. I don't feel like, I wouldn't let Belly get on it if he wanted to. I'd be like, no. I don't trust it.
Mm-mm.
But I would rather, am I wrong? I would rather, since I have another board that is under warranty, I would rather, yes, get intimate with my one wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm serious about putting on music and lighting up
hey,
some candles. I'm serious.
Hey, baby. Talk to your one wheel.
Hey, one wheel. It's good to see you again. It's been a long time. And by a long time, I mean 30 minutes. I just got off you and I want to be on you again. How is this such an appealing product that it just sticks in my mind?
I can't stop thinking about you.
So, thank God I'm in a state where I can marry inanimate objects because you, baby, are mine forever.
Weirdly enough, just, well done. I totally put my foot in my mouth already with the new GF.
Of course you did.
Already.
You're the king of foot and mouth.
I mean, I just grew up with one. Just... Oh. This isn't one reel. Well, it's 30 seconds. It's I'll just a tease of what I'm going to talk about.
I don't
about.
Know if you want to put it on.
It's really funny.
You're not just putting your foot. You're putting your whole leg in.
Belly, you're gonna appreciate this. This 30 seconds on food. Oh, my God. We went on a date, and at this place, another person, her roommate came in and just hung out with us and ordered a burger that they have. You've been here. It's Kraft House in Reston, in Fairfax Town Center. They have a hamburger, folks, that comes with a fried mac and cheese ball on top of it, and then they douse it with buffalo ranch. Like, are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
It's a macaroni and cheese fried ball on top of a burger with then buffalo sauce ranch on top of it.
I've eaten a lot of things on burgers.
Oh, buddy.
A mac and cheese ball is not one of them.
It's not one of them. I can't
wait. But mac and cheese, yes.
I haven't stopped thinking about it since her roommate cut it in half and showed it to us like food porn. I haven't stopped thinking about it. And so I said to her on the other night, I'm dating this brand new relationship. We BFGF'd it on Halloween. Super pumped to have a spooky anniversary. I'm really lucky. She's a great one. I'm going to get her on a one wheel. So all of you float queens, we're coming for you. We're going to have a new member very soon. But I said to her on the phone last night, babe, can I just tell you, I have not stopped thinking about that burger with the macaroni and cheese ball on top of it. I can't wait to eat it. She goes, oh. I said, what? She goes, I actually thought you were going to say, you haven't stopped thinking about me.
I don't think that's too bad.
Whoops. No. I was talking about the burger. Yeah. I really can't wait to eat it. I'm very happy about her. And so I'm excited. I'll get her on a one wheel as soon as I fix my bearings. And I'm going to do, I think I would rather take a shot at getting intimate with my one wheel and learning about it and trying to fix it myself than knowing that it's going to be like $500 for something that should be about 50. It's $50 for new bearings. I'm sorry. I'm seeing a whole lot of this. I'm seeing a whole lot of things in the social media lounge giving me ideas. So thank you for that. And I will be reaching out to Sean Nelson. I know he helped Bradley Michael Spence with Boulder Denim Jeans. So I will. In fact, let's get Sean Nelson's one wheel anniversary is right there, Belly. Why don't we just play something from that? It's his one wheel anniversary, if you will. Let's go ahead and play just a quick 15 seconds of who I'm talking about, who will be helping me out with the bearing changes. Pretty pumped about seeing this. So it's his one-year anniversary. This is just them in a parking garage going over some blocks. These guys are crazy what they do with their blocks.
Weird.
And it's not playing. That's interesting. Belly, what happened?
What happened?
Just hit the reset. What's going on there? There we go. So check that out. I love seeing these guys. They've got the blocks set up in an L, which is interesting. They're just crazy kids. I love them. I really want to get into sliding now that I've tried... who was that last week? Ryan Sean Smith's back bumpers. That got me into the idea of sliding. And I am interested in getting into this a little bit more. So I just wanted to play that for you guys. However, one quick update for Ryan's bumpers. This is not a negative. This is why I had to take them off of my board personally. If we're going to do product reviews on the show, I feel like you need to know everything, and I don't want to just get anybody on here and then just only talk good stuff. This is my honest opinion after riding around on Ryan's bumpers for about a week and a half. If you have a commuter board, you need his bumpers. Let me just start out by saying that. Like, if you have something that you're using for last mile transportation, you're not taking it out on trails, but more so you're taking it from, you know, your parking garage to your work and back, and then you go and you have another board that you ride at home, like an XR. That's where I will absolutely be using these bumpers. I'm going to put it on my Plus once I fix it. I think it'll be more sturdy for a new rider to use. And I just can't get enough of the idea of holding the handle and then rolling it like a suitcase with the wheels. It's phenomenal for that. But I did see some things come in after last week's show, and people were asking, like, well, I can't imagine that would be good for trails because, like, that handle sticking out, what if that gets caught on, like, a root or something? Yeah, I wouldn't ride it on a trail. Like, if you were doing trail riding, I went out and I actually tried it out, and I realized that the lack of clearance for what I typically do, which is a lot of, like, 95% grass and grass hills. Like, I'm all about hilly grass. So for me, on my XR, I did realize I had to take it off because of the lack of clearance that I'm getting at. The longer board made me have less clearance. And also, if I ride goofy a lot, which I do about half the time, the back handle was kind of digging into what I usually could get up of a hill. It was just kind of digging into the hill and making me jump off of it. So if you're doing a lot of trail riding and a lot of riding in grass and hills and stuff, no, you probably wouldn't want it on that board. But for a commuter board, for something you're riding mainly on pavement, you're going to be carrying around a lot, 100%. With the weight increase, I would say, like, honestly, it wasn't much. Like, it was no more than 5 extra pounds, and it didn't even matter because I'm holding a handle, and on the other end, there's, like, these big rubber fang-type wheels that you can just roll it like a suitcase. It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. For example, I'm getting a, I got a job. I'm going to be doing some radio operations, some board op stuff for Radio America in Arlington. But you have to park a fucking mile away. Like Arlington, Virginia, there's just no room to park. And so I, perfect example of the, I'm going to put these bumpers on my Plus and then I can wheel it around, get it into the elevator and walk right up to the radio studio. So that's a perfect example of who should be using these bumpers from Ryan Sean Smith. They're really well made. If you're riding trails and grassy hills, probably not for you. If you're doing a lot of pavement stuff and you're using it as commuter board, you will absolutely love it. 100% truth. Okay. I just wanted to get that out there. Let's get to some funny belly.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, let's go to funny because I'm now getting backed up here. I've got a whole lot of things to do.
Yeah, so I was going
to
say, we got to get a bunch of peeps in.
And we've got, like, oh, we're going to be off next week. We're going to miss you guys. I'm going to be in New Jersey capturing some footage that I will put as bonus stuff on our Patreons.
Some footy?
So if you want to catch our bonus footy belly, where do they find that for our Patreon?
www.patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC.
Bam, that's where you can support everything we do, and we appreciate all of our supporters. So, Faboos from France did something really funny, and we wanted to do this. And what we're going to do is we're going to do two quick videos, and then I have an interview from Chris Richardson making fun of me to the McCoskers at Float Life Fest. And then I'm going to call Chris Richardson, get him on the line, and I'm going to yell at him.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to yell at him.
I don't like you.
Face to face on Skype.
Luch gets mad. It's he really yells. Funny. He yells.
It's really funny.
Very verbally abusive.
I will go after him in just a minute. So here's what we're going to do. And that's true. Just to get to Rich Jones, you don't need to use the back bumper as well as the front. You don't technically have to. So if that's something you want to do. Yeah. And Ryan makes customizable bumpers. They don't all have the handles or the wheels. If you don't want the wheels, you don't need to have them. So just hit him up if you're at all interested in this. I'm telling you, he makes a really cool product. It's interesting. Ryan Sean Smith. And that was at, oh gosh, I'm blanking on the website. I'm blanking on it. Man.
We'll find it during the break when we're showing the video.
Okay, let's go. Faboos put this together. Now, before we do this, do you know what a sniper video is, Belly, when I'm talking about a funny sniper compilation fails video?
Yes, it's when it shows like a sniper from a movie taking a shot and then somebody's down.
Random clips of somebody in a YouTube video just randomly falling. Now, I want to preface this. Belly and I were talking a lot about this. Obviously, this can incite some
feelings with certain people, and that's
shootings
totally
that have gone down.
Boom. Social media lunch got you. CarbonSmith.com.
Thank you. Carbon-Smith.com. Thank you very much, Copy, is where you can find Ryan Sean Smith's bumpers. Carbon-Smith.com. Now, obviously, with shootings, we don't want to be insensitive, but also we want to continue to have the humor that is this joke, which we've been doing since, gosh, I remember in high school when somebody would fall down on the baseball field while we were like running a lap or whatever. Somebody would just randomly fall down. Everyone would just yell, sniper, because it looks like they just kind of just got shot out of nowhere.
Yep. And I mean, in this, we even did that in this area when we were in high school. I was in high school when we had the area sniper. So,
yeah, that sniper on the side of 95 was right down the road. So we're not trying to be insensitive. Let's just get to the funny. Yep. This is an example of a sniper compilation video. And then I will show you the one that Faboos put together from people falling at Float Life Fest 2. No, keep playing it. Oh, if we hit K, it's going to pause it.
Yep.
You can't.
We got to switch that.
This one's
good.
That's
the example.
She just goes down so slow.
She fainted.
This guy.
And that's two guys off.
So good.
Yeah, so that's the example.
Yeah, okay. So we're not trying to be insensitive. That's an example of what.
That's
Faboos,
a faint.
Oh,
you can see her falling.
I gotta know.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So now Faboos made one from Float Life Fest 2, which is fantastic. Go ahead and click that. Oh wow. Okay. It should take it.
It didn't get me full screen there.
Refresh that video. Just hit refresh on that. Oh, boy. Back. Okay. And then that's fine. Just show the people. That's fine. All right, folks. Here you go. This was the one from Faboos.
Chuck Norris is coming for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Babu's taking some time out of his day to put this together. It's so fantastic. Oh, that's Babu's himself, I'm fairly certain.
I think that was.
Our own Chris
that's
Richardson.
Chris. Oh, it's just so
that's
good.
So good.
It's so good. Great job. Babu's really great job, dude. Phenomenal job. So let's do this. We've got to go to the Chris Richardson video. So can you go to the one that we said we were going to play during a break? That's the one. Now, this is the one that we're going to play this. Then I'm going to get Chris Richardson to Skype us. I want him right there in that corner while I yell at him for what he just does to me in the beginning of this video, which is actually pretty fucking hilarious. Go ahead, Belly.
Another video ambush. This is Float Life. Jeff and Raquel. This is for TTR Studios.
Hey. Oh,
Jonathan couldn't make it, so I'm trying to do Jonathan's job. And watch, I'm going to do Adam's job by talking over all my guests. It's going to be great. I'm just going to
talk.
I'm just going to keep
going. What
an asshole! You guys are a little bit of an adventure getting here.
Yeah. We, Sacramento to LA to Barcelona to San Sebastian to Bordeaux to Les Cap Ferret, back to Bordeaux, back to Barcelona, over to New Jersey, and then down here.
So everybody's
in the last week and a half.
So now everybody's wondering then, did you find Carmen San Diego?
Not yet. Found Waldo, still looking for Carmen San Diego.
So, what are you most excited about for Float Life Fest?
Excited for the people, man. It's great seeing everyone back here.
Right?
It looks even bigger than last year.
Much bigger.
Which is
much
cool.
Bigger.
Which is cool.
And Justin Thompson pulled this off on a rainy day. And look at this. We're just tearing it up. We're tearing it up here. There's probably 100 people at this bar indoors on a rainy day. It's great. So, for TTR Studios, we're going to do what we can to hang in there. For Adam Hilliker, we miss you, man. Jonathan, everybody that couldn't make it. We're going to get as much footage as we can, not just me blabbing, but lots of riding. And here's Kyle Taylor. We've got Kyle Taylor from the Float Life.
Oh,
TTR
hey!
TTR Studios. Trying to do Adam's job and Jonathan Stock's job. How's it going, man?
It's
came
going
from
good.
Another entire country. Came from another
world.
Nation. Another nation. America Junior, Canada. All the way from Canada. How long did it take to get here?
It was a 5-hour flight and then a 5-hour drive through the piss and rain.
That's, hey, I drove 11 hours. That's not too bad. Is it worth it?
Oh, it's always worth it. It's like Disneyland here.
It's already worth it. Isn't this great? We're indoors on a rainy day, just tearing it up, having a blast.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to the most of Float Life Fest this year?
I want to see those trails. I want to get a hands on those trails. Like 4-mile trail for the XR race.
Nice year, lots of rocks and ruts. But we'll see, new trails. We've got a new pump track too. It looked pretty awesome.
I want to check that out. Hopefully it didn't get rained out.
Well, I'm sure it's soggy now, but
we'll make it
out by Saturday. I think we'll be good.
Yeah, we'll be good.
So I'm going to keep giving you guys some updates and some short little video clips. We'll get some more riding too. So we miss you guys, Adam and Jonathan. And the other Adam Hilliker, Magic Robots, anybody that couldn't make it, we'll try to keep you guys posted. We have internet now, so I'll try to get some of these up later this evening. So, peace out. Float on, guys.
Chris Richardson. I mean, okay. Hold on. Throwing studio mode. Very good job, Chris Richardson. Thank you, sir. Really good. I told you, we're just going to keep playing his videos. I have like 50 of those. Just fantastic. So I'll go ahead and play those throughout the year, throughout the winter and the cold months. We're just going to keep spreading the stoke. We're going to get Chris on the line here in a second. God, he's funny, because it's true. I've been trying to get better at not talking over people. I feel like I've been doing a better job, but we did miss. What? What do you got? Do we have him? Chris, are you on?
Yeah, I'm on, man.
Oh, there he is. All right, well, we've got audio. We just don't have video. Click your video button.
I'm looking. There it is.
There he is.
Spool up. There we go. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Looking good in that sexy t-shirt there, guy. Looking good as always. What's up with, fuck you, buddy, bashing me up with my little talk. Let me just talk over you this whole segment.
Gotta have a little fun with it.
Give him another one. Give him another one. Touchdown! Absolutely great job. So what's up, man? Thanks for doing that. Were you having fun just talking around with everybody over there at Float Life Fest 2? What are you missing from that weekend?
Hanging out with everybody. hanging out with everybody because it got rained out. Like the tricks course was mud. The trails were fun, but just hanging out with everybody, man. There's so many people there. I mean, it was huge. I mean, seriously, I was there last year for the first one. This is probably about three times bigger.
And Chris, can you move to the middle?
Just want to chat and just party.
Can you move to the middle of your screen? You seem to be on the side. Yes, way better, right there.
More
awesome.
Like that.
Way better. Okay, cool. It seems like it was just a week-long party. Yeah. So what else can you do to stoke the fire? Give us something funny from... You were a part of that Sniper Fail compilation. What do you have to say to Fabinus for putting you on blast?
I think that's awesome. That's so great. I don't know if you've seen. I put up some of my slam compilations sometimes on YouTube, or slampilations, as I call it. I think they're great, man. Anytime I'm going through my clips and I see a good slam, then I save it. I actually have a little slams directory for my clips, and it's too much fun, man. Fabinus, that edit that he put out, the other edit that he just put out, is just phenomenal. I mean, he's really got a talent for this stuff, and we are lucky to have that guy in the community. And he made it to Float Life Fest from freaking France.
Yeah,
from France.
Anyone that traveled,
that was a long trip
out of their home country to come to America to go to Float Life Fest.
I was pretty pumped to boot Kyle Taylor.
You got the
Kyle made it from Canada. His travel time really wasn't that bad. I was surprised.
Yeah.
No, we were just loving his accent when he said oot. But yeah, it was Fabuz actually did put out a new edit, and it's almost like you're, you know, sitting here as a part of the team here at TTR Studios, Chris, because that's actually what we're going to end today's show with, is Fabuz's edit.
Oh, that's great.
So very nice there. Foreshadowing. We're going to let you go. I just wanted to let you know that I saw your video, heard it, and I was like, wow, that's really funny. I'm going to have to give him some crap on air, but damn it, he got me. He got me good. I got to get him now, Belly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's not going to get you. Don't worry.
Wait a minute.
Don't
worry.
You've
gotten a lot better. I think you do a good job. I think people don't appreciate how hard it is to do what you do and do it right. And you do a great job.
Now, keep making fun of me. I'd rather you do that. It's very nice of you to say, but we got thick skin here. Thank you. But listen, you know, I know Halloween just passed, Belly, but what I think I should do, since I didn't dress up for anything, I think I should dress up like Chris Richardson one show and do maybe a
you
little...
You have to shave your face.
I know, I don't want to shave it.
You need to get some red shoes, get some red clothes.
Yep. Paint his board red.
We can do
Paint
that.
Paint your board red. Yeah, exactly.
We can do that. Chris, thanks for hanging out with us as always. I need I need you to take the weekly challenges under your belt next week when we're off. Can you handle that for us?
Yeah, just let me know what you need to do, man. Anything you need.
All right, so Chris is going to be choosing the winner of the mounts challenge. So if everybody could please go over to the weekly one wheel challenges group on Facebook, go ahead and head over there. Start putting your edits in for mounting, the best way to mount the board. Chris, did you see that one guy put a handstand on already? Yeah.
That was really cool. That was, if I could do that, maybe I would have tried to put that in the intro, but no, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It was very good, and we're glad to see that. So Chris, thanks for hanging out with us, buddy. We will see you next week, okay, boss?
No problem, man.
All right, Chris Richardson, again, captain of the Pro Ride team right here from TTR Studios. Belly, we want to do this edit to say goodbye to the people. Remember, we're going to be off next week. So, yes, we will do Looch Dog in the morning this week, Wednesday and Friday, as per usual. But then next week, we are out of here, Belly. We're out. We are out, Kyle Taylor. We love you, dude. And honestly, I'm sure we sound...
I love Canada.
We probably sound funny to him.
They just legalized Christmas trees.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah.
It's
like a whole holiday up there.
All right, very good. So go ahead and hang up on Chris so he doesn't feel like he's sitting there on air. And then we appreciate that. Thank you, Chris Richardson. You are the man. Belly, let's do this. I would like to, if we can we play the outro video from Fabuz?
I think we can. So
let's do that. Okay, thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. We will see you guys tomorrow for Looch Dog in the morning. But remember, we are off next week for the Voice of One Wheel. Have a great float, everybody. This is straight from Fab Salvin, Fabuz from France.
Welcome to the USA.
Yeah. Help me polarize, help me polarize, help me down. Those stairs is where I'll be on all my problems. Help me polarize, help me polarize, help me out. My friends and I, we got a lot of problems. and I'm up from wrong and right. It's deciding where to die and deciding where to fight. Tonight, 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 oh. I wanted to be a better brother, better son. I wanted to be a better adversary to the evil I have done. I have none to show to the one I love. But tonight, 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 oh.
Quick, this is 21 Pilots, in case anybody is wondering who this is. I float to these guys all the time. This whole album is fantastic. It's 21 Pilots, if you like this music.